life is a balance. When you go to the hospital, they tell you about your BP. This is the BP range for normal development. But you can stick to it, or you can neglect it and have a stroke at 40 years, you understand? But you need to know that these are the limits. And people have done research, I think it was one by Ross Toba or something in 2015. He did a research from about 80 countries. 80 countries took the demographic and health survey report and put all the data together and came out with four demographic risks. The first demographic risk he spoke about is giving birth below 18 years. It increases mortality and it gives you low birth weight, still birth, all the complications of that. So below 18 is a problem. And then he also said that birth after three children, there's increase in mortality. The higher the birth order, the higher the mortality, the higher the complication.
A local governance expert at the Institute of Local Government Studies, Fred Odrejakun, said the 38.8% captured for the youth bracket is good for the country. He said government should develop deliberate policies targeted at the youth to accelerate the country's development. He said if government fails to train the youth to take over leadership roles, then Ghana will only be breeding the next stage of criminals.
You have some adult people within the working group who are not working, but there are some youth who are also doing very well. This is the age that they are supposed to have training, education, be equipped. If you have that kind of population, I can tell you, Japan doesn't have what we have. We shouldn't see it only as a challenge. We should also look at it as an opportunity to develop the youth, equip them, give them the platform to rise. Because if we don't do that, and if we fail to develop the policies and implement them well, you see, there's a difference between developing the policy and there's a difference between the implementation. Both must be done very well. If we have good policies and implement them well, we are good. But if we fail, then we are training the next level of all the kind of criminals we can face.
On doubts about the new population figures, a statistician from the Ghana Statistical Service, Michael Echampong, said figures the service generates are accurate. He said the Ghana Statistical Service uses one of the best methods in data collection and processing. Mr. Echampong urged government to use the figures to plan for development.
From where I'm coming from, Ghana Statistical Service, the data that we come out with are accurate, as well as our reports that we come out with. They are accurate because we do what is expected of us, and then with the international system, the definitions that have been put down by the UN. And also, let me chip in concerning the youthful population and then the develop. You see, demographers call something demographic dividend, which is a window of opportunity for every country, especially if you have youthful population and you're able to train them well, put down resources and the policies that will match with their growth. For example, if you pick Philippines, they have a policy that nurses are trained and then they send them outside, right? When they get their salary, part of the money is being sent back to the government of the Philippines to develop the nation or the country. So in Ghana, we can also do something. For example, if you look at this, the Gulf City issue, if government can come in and then take the mandates, have policies with the countries that they want to deal with, that at the end of every month or every year, the number of people or the youthful people will be trained and then sent to your country, so that we can also get something out of it. So with all these things, if you're able to put down all those things, then we have window of opportunity for the country. So that's why we call it demographic dividends.
Okay. A financial analyst, Dr. Emmanuel Ashley, said for government to get the best of the youthful population, resources of the country must be put to judicious use and reduce corruption. He said government can develop a deliberate policy by training the youth and exporting the expertise to other countries.
For more proactive measures, I would say we need to accelerate our GDP growth in the country. If it is increased, the GDP per capita would give us something good to write home about. We will know that we are economically developing and not stagnating or receding in terms of our journey. Now, the other thing has to do with using the resources economically judiciously. financial funds board being used essentially for the purposes intended. What it basically means is they would strive to reduce corruption to the barest minimum so that the level of development we're looking for would be with us. When we do this, we will create the enabling environment for the youth. As Rambada Fredrick mentioned, the surge in population isn't worrying. If we are able to plan to take good advantage of what it brings to us. Because if you're a youthful population, it means you have people to work within the various establishments. There will be little or minimal reliance on foreign direct labor into the economy. Mm-hmm. Can latch onto this, tap into the opportunities that come with increased youthful population and be able to smile at the end of it all.
You heard views of panelists on our current affairs program, Focus, which looked at the new population figures.